Dancers are rehearsing a millennium-old Chinese tradition, the Lion Dance. It will be the finale of Chinatown's annual New Year parade at the end of January and is supposed to ward off evil spirits. Dance director Mike Lee has been performing it for 20 years.
Lion Dance is supposed to, you know, bring good luck, prosperity, you know, wealth.
These volunteers are students and young professionals. They perform the dance as a tribute to their heritage.
You want to sort of pass it along to each generation. It's part of the Chinese culture, and something like this you definitely can't, you know, just put on the back burner and, you know, not carry on.
The Year of the Dragon arrives midnight Sunday. The dragon is a Chinese zodiac sign considered to be the emperor's. It represents strength, benevolence, and good luck. In Chinatown's Columbus Park, residents play card and tile games. Across the street, cooks are preparing traditional foods like dumplings. The dumpling is a Chinese staple, especially on the New Year. Jenny Pelson shares her customs with her husband and sons.
Four of us, my sisters and I, we just like kind of wrap the dumplings together and we make a whole day out of it and it's fun to be with the family.
This Chinese comfort food symbolizes wealth. Some think if you eat it on the New Year, it can herald prosperity. A few blocks away, children are learning about the Chinese zodiac while making animal puppets at the Museum of Chinese in America. Some have traveled far to celebrate the New Year in Manhattan's Chinatown.
This New Year, I come America, New York to study English. I'm from Shanghai.
This or like walking along?
Margaret Riley, an intern, leads the lesson.
Like walking?
She says the focus on togetherness transcends Chinese culture.
It comes down to sort of the family and the community and coming together and celebrating the customs and traditions. You know, even if you're not Chinese yourself.
Back at the rehearsal, Mike and his team work at perfecting the dance that will be performed for crowds as diverse as New York City itself. Daniela Schreier, VOA News, New York.